I don't think, unfortunately, that age should come into people's lives, because age to me is a number. The other thing, the well-being of the individual is always important to me, no matter what age. And if they don't have good health during those earlier years, then it's quite unfortunate for them. And unfortunate in every aspect of life and the way they're looked upon as well.
Now, as it relates to your role for the next year, what do you hope to achieve?
Well, I would like to think that we'll say, we as a municipal district, if you look, we have a population of 41,900 and something. Letterkenny has approximately half that population. If you look at, we need to talk about, we'll say, rural development, even that would be beneficial to Letterkenny as well, particularly in the surrounding areas. We have to look at people's lives and how they live. And we had a deputation, a delegation, and actually from Queen's University in Belfast, looking objectively at Letterkenny, and it highlighted many of the things that I would like to see happen, because it all revolved around about the way of life for people over the years they're alive. Now, if I can do anything to achieve a better quality of life, a better way for people, and particularly for young people who are dropping out of school, or disabled people and others, Greg, who could benefit maybe if there were more support services.
So do you think then, really, we talk too much about roads, we talk too much about infrastructure, and sometimes we're taking the eye off the ball about the most important thing, and that is the people of the county?
Well, again, that was emphasised too with the last day too, with that presentation we had in Letterkenny. And I have never overlooked that, because to me, I always think if my neighbour down the road is getting on well, then it's important for me as well. So I think it's about sharing and caring. I think it's mainly thing as far as I would be concerned.